This is a video that was a hoax that reached up to the highest levels of power, with Rudy Giuliani himself pushing it out. And so there's a lot of speculation about who might or might not be behind this. And so Kevin Polson was able to track down the kind of network of fake news sites that were pushing this, and then the person that first uploaded the video.
And what we learned from the story is that there's a profit motive here, that you can put up a lot of these videos on Facebook, you can make a quick buck. Didn't this guy say he made $1,000?
Yeah, I mean, but look, that's not... It might have been a lot of money to him, but I don't think it was a pure profit motive. I think for him, it was a matter of ideology. It was, you know, he's a big Trump supporter. And, you know, one of the most interesting things about this story to me was that, you know, you don't need some sophisticated operation in order to publish fake news or publish a hoax that'll grab the country's attention.
It doesn't take a Russian bot farm. It's just one person with video editing software tricking people.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought that was the real key to the story and the reason.
And the people saying that you shouldn't have named him because he's a private citizen. I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter saying you all were irresponsible for outing him.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate. First of all, I think he outed himself, you know, by attaching his name to several fake news sites that then pushed the video.
Okay.
And then he spoke to our reporter at length and on the record for an hour and a half. And then we also withheld some information that he didn't want out there that he felt would impinge his privacy. So I am glad that these people want to protect the privacy of this man, but I think our actions in this case were right on the money.